The National Labor Relations Board is ordering the Central New York aluminum manufacturer Novelis to work with its employees to create a union. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the decision may close a three-year-long fight between the company and its employees at the Oswego County plant.
The ruling from the three-member panel of the NLRB charges Novelis with committing numerous and widespread unfair labor practices. It's citing the company's actions during the winter of 2013 to 2014 when the plant's employees were preparing for an election on whether to form the union. The panel says Novelis violated federal labor laws by discouraging its employees from unionizing, as Jim Ridgway, a representative of the United Steelworkers Union, recalls.
They actually, threatened various acts if they did vote to go union. Some of them was to, maybe cut benefits. Some was to possibly curtail operations, to cease expansions and things like that.
Ridgway says the company's aggressive tactics were responsible for the result of the 2014 vote, which decided against forming a union by 14 votes. But this ruling from the NLRB affirms an administrative law judge's earlier decision to scrap the results of that vote and create the union. Ridgway says while Novelis can continue the legal battle, their employees are ready to negotiate.
We are hoping now the company will quit spending money on frivolous appeals and, come to the table and spend their money on their employees like we wanted all along.
But in a statement, Novelis says it does plan to appeal the decision to federal court. The company argues that their actions were not responsible for the vote's outcome and the results should be upheld. They also note that a U.S. district court denied a request in late 2014 to create the union. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.